What's good? This is Talorian.
And this is Timothy.
And we are the TNT Podcast.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all follow our podcast Instagram page at TNT Podcast for all of our content. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All links will be in the description. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Welcome to another episode of the TNT Podcast. Yes, sir, you already know this is one half of the TNT Podcast. Y'all know me by Timothy. And of course, I got my family here with me. What's up, brother?
Yes, sir. It's the other half of the TNT Podcast, Talorian. And let's get into it.
No, we have a special guest in the building today with us. You've seen her before. She was on an episode where we were talking about J. Cole a couple of years back. We have Imani here with us today. How are you feeling, Queen?
I'm doing well. You know, thank you guys for joining the TIT Podcast.
I love it.
Welcome. Welcome back. But yeah, how y'all, how's y'all's week been? Like, what y'all been into?
Man, what's going on? Man, you know what? Ladies first. Ladies, I'm going to let you go.
Life's been good. Work every day, obviously. And I probably, as soon as I leave here, need to work on Sample Sunday.
Oh, Sample Sunday. Hey, shout out to you for Sample Sunday, bro. You are teaching people like what's going on behind the music. I think that's so dope. So dope. Super dope idea. But what about you? What you been up to, Talorian?
Man, same old for me, man. Work, sleep. same old, you know, just trying to, you know, stay engaged on what's going on kind of in media, music, all of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
No, same thing with me. How about you, bro?
I'm recovering because I just came off of a 4-day babysitting binge. I call it a binge because, you know, I don't know how I'm going to be as a parent, but every time I babysit, I feel like I'm going to be trash. I'm going to be completely honest with you because I'm so tired and exhausted afterwards. I'm just like, if I have my own, this is going to be an everyday thing. I don't know how that's going to go,
you're going to be all right.
I'm recovering, but no, same thing with me. Just rest, work, paying attention to the media, music, what's going on in the ecosystem as always.
Yeah.
So, man, we here. Should we just get right into it? Cause we got a lot of stuff to cover today. I don't know how to start this.
Wherever you want to take it, man.
It was a warm day in July of 2015. Okay. It was a warm day in July of 2015. And we heard the greatest producer tag of all time, right? If your Metro don't trust you almost. And then What a Time to Be Alive came, right? What a Time to Be Alive came. What's your reaction with What a Time to Be Alive?
You don't
fuck with that budget?
I don't like that album.
Okay, so I'm not alone. Like, I don't
You
hate
don't
it.
Like that album. But,
well, go ahead.
I'm just happy that I'm not alone on that thought because if I had to rank.
You got it.
If I had to rank Drake albums, that one's not in the top five.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not at all.
But maybe if I was ranking it for Future, that could be.
That could be. I could see that. I'm not mad at that. But the greatest producer tag was introduced to us. What a Time to Be Alive came out. And I didn't know that if your Metro don't trust you, I'ma shoot you was a literal statement. I didn't know that. Did y'all know this?
I didn't know that.
Because I have to salute Metro Boomin. Mm-hmm. For being super, super calculated and responding to Drake the same way that Kanye did, right? Because Kanye went and got Pusha and had him do his dirty work. And I feel like that's what Metro Boomin is doing with Kendrick.
Yep.
So we are messing with and talking with or talking about three calculated individuals in this particular situation. So Metro Boomin and Future dropped their album. We Don't Trust You yesterday. This is yesterday. So this is coming off of yesterday's release. And what did y'all think about Kendrick's little
he said big
because you know we're talking about big three.
I'm gonna call it little just based on if you look at the history of beef, right? And we like to talk about Meek and Drake and how mm-hmm. he started with Charged Up and then he came with Back to Back. I think Pusha came with Infrared and then he dropped Story of Adidon. To me, I think this is just a little tap. This is a little tap. A little bit. So that's why I'm calling it little. I do think it's big though. I think it's big because this is one of the ones that we've been waiting on for. Well, one of the ones that I've been waiting on.
I can see why you would call it little because it's like I'm gonna use this as kind of like the bait, and then like you know. I'm gonna draw probably a bigger diss. I can see it. I can see. I can see why you call it little.
I hope he's ready for a bigger diss. But
he better be.
Yeah,
he better be because he fixing to he fixing to get it. He about to get it.
Yeah, we.
He about to. What?
I'm just saying. Yeah, nah, cause, no, because no, I agree with you. I'm saying because J. Cole, what? Drake, when Drake comes back with a diss, I love Kendrick, but Drake. He has to be ready. Like he Kendrick need to be equipped for what Drake got in the clip, bro. Like,
yeah, because he definitely did. Y'all see that picture? It was so there was a picture of him of Drake leaving a party in Miami. I think that same night that the album came out, and he just looked so distraught and like and like frustrated because
he probably heard it.
Yeah, because he had in the picture he had his headphones in, and people were like talking shit about how there were still cords on his headphones. He didn't have no AirPods. It's like Drake, why ain't you got no AirPods? But
I always find something.
Do y'all think? Because I think Kendrick has had a full clip loaded as I told y'all before. Do y'all think Drake? Because I'm gonna tell you what I think.
Okay.
I think that. They've been doing subs for so long that Drake never thought that Kendrick would really jump the gun. That's what I think. So I personally do not think that Drake had anything for Kendrick. I think he's going to, in that picture, it looked like he was getting ready to go straight to the studio. And he's on tour. So I'm going to say
I'm salty about that.
Yeah, I do not like that Kendrick did this while they were on tour because I feel like. I feel like you can't really get into your element really when you're on tour.
Who cares?
It's calculated.
I mean, it's no different than when Drake decided he was gonna drop Honestly Never Mind on Kendrick's birthday. That was calculated.
Exactly.
Or you know,
so I feel like everything is
Good Kid, Mad City.
Okay.
I think everything
anniversary. He's you know, he's always taking jabs. You know, he definitely you know throws rocks and hides his hand. Drake.
What Pusha T said? Ain't no.
What? Go ahead.
Anytime is the right time. You can do it. Like, anytime. Ain't no too far. Push your teeth like, ain't no too far.
I don't like it.
I just feel like Drake hasn't been the same since Control.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact.
I think that's where it all starts. It starts with Kendrick being on the Club Paradise tour. And Drake feeling like, I'm doing you a favor. They didn't even want me to put a rapper on this tour with me. They wanted an R&B singer. I chose you. And then I put you on Take Care. And then we're all having fun recording Control. It's supposed to be nothing. But I'm trying to drop. I think at that point, it was supposed to be that Nothing was the same rollout. And now you're disrupting my rollout. Because I'm having to do interviews where I'm addressing your verse in Control. And you're getting more respect from the elders than I am. You know, it's just a lot. And it just keeps going. And that's why it's been going on for so long.
That's a great point. And I think that's why I don't like it, because I feel since Kendrick, I know Kendrick to be a competitor. We all know Kendrick to be a competitor. Why would you do it when he's on tour? I want you to go straight at him so he can respond to you in his top form. I want a top form Drake. If we're going to get a back and forth between Drake and Kendrick, I want a top form Drake. I don't want a Drake on tour.
Why? I feel like Drake on. Is there ever a right time for like Drake is Drake. I don't think it matters what time.
I agree.
I think he's just. That's just who he's built for whatever time of the day. I think to respond to Kendrick, but I definitely know that Kendrick is ready. Right? We're pending Baby Keem. We know that album's coming. We know we're gonna probably get another Family Ties Range Brothers situation.
Yeah,
it's coming. He's prepared for it, and I think he's also really shaking He's rocking the boat because J. Cole, I think, is playing it real neutral a lot of times.
I literally said that yesterday to Tim.
This is where Kendrick, one, he's standing on business about his dislike for Drake. Mm-hmm. Right? We heard it in Father Time. Like when he said, you know, he was surprised that Kanye linked back up with him. Mm-hmm. He was confused. Mm-hmm. That's him saying, Drake, I don't care how many olive branches you extend to me. We're never going to be tight.
Yeah, ever.
It's a wrap. And then going back to J. Cole, you know, I feel like he's constantly, you know, he might dig at the younger rappers. You know, he'll say he's the greatest, blah, 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 blah. But he's too neutral. Kendrick's like, very neutral. Hey, if you really the best, you're going to have to show me you the best.
Yeah.
And this is him doing it. I think Kendrick probably, I think he genuinely loves Cole. Mm-hmm. But this is him saying, you're going to have to fight me for this title, though.
Yeah. I literally was texting Tim yesterday. I was like, J. Cole is playing it like very, very neutral. And I was like, if there was any, like, if there was anything, I was like, because, you know, when they talked about the J. Cole, Kendrick possible album, I was like, this makes me think a little bit deeper. I mean, I don't think we're going to ever get it. I never thought we were going to get it ever.
No,
but I'm saying if there was any idea, because it's like you're standing next to the person that I'm trying to rip his head off. So it's like you standing next to him. I feel like Kendrick loves Cole, but it's just, he's not messing with Drake. So it's like, since you standing next kind of to my ops, I gotta diss you too. So
yeah. He
probably woke up like, bro, just say F me for.
Right.
And then, like you said, playing it safe, yeah, on first person shooter.
Yeah.
You know, instead of him just, well, he's insinuating he's the greatest by comparing himself to Muhammad Ali, but mm-hmm. still not saying it.
Yeah.
And yeah. So it's like, all right. And then, to be honest, I mean, I'm sure J. Cole has talked about this on Yachty's podcast, where mm-hmm. he had to speak about, you know, his first number one on Billboard mm-hmm. being because of Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like, obviously, for Drake, that's like, we're partnering. Sure, they go way back, but Drake's not threatened by J. Cole. Even though J. Cole's a lyricist, I'm sure he could have, you know, really go in on Drake, but he has no reason to. They're mm-hmm. too good of friends, you mm-hmm. know. But yeah. I definitely think that Kendrick is making it very clear that his competition isn't really with Cole. It is with Drake. Mm-hmm. Drake is very clear and apparent that his competition is with Kendrick, not with J. Cole.
Yeah.
That's why they're friends. So.
Yeah, it's this big three, man. So I got another question to like just kind of throw in there.
Uh-oh.
So I mean, it's not really about like kind of like the beef or whatever, but it's like, okay, they're, you know, the big three. Uh-huh. Do y'all see any big three coming after this? Because I almost feel like this is like going to be the end of an era.
No,
it's going to be the end almost of a big. I feel like there's going to be artists because, you know, in our generation, I feel like we have great artists. You know, like the ASAPs, Schoolboys, like all of those people. But just another big three, I don't know. How y'all, what do y'all think?
I don't think to the same magnitude, no. I think we could have another big three, but it's not going to be like Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick. They do like a pack arena shows and mm-hmm. We're not going to see another like 600K first week. Mm-hmm. Like we're not going to see anything like that. Or if you want to talk about impact, I don't think that we're going to have another. I don't want to say that we're not going to have another artist that's going to be like as impactful as those three. I just think it's not going to be to the same level that they did it.
I can see
and,
that.
And for the same amount of time.
I can see that.
If that makes sense.
What about you?
I don't want to count nobody out. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like they tried to say that about our generation, that we weren't going to have mm-hmm. three people like a Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. Mm-hmm. And we do. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to say for the generations to come, we wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anybody on the rise right now, like I wouldn't want to count any of them out. You know, there's some really good rappers out there, female mm-hmm. and male.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think that in the future, that big three might actually include a female, and that's mm-hmm. Doja Cat.
Whoa. What? Did I hear you correctly?
You heard me correctly.
You heard her correctly.
Doja Cat will be in that big three in the future.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
She's got that Jay-Z cosign.
Whoa. Okay, wait a minute. I need you to explain that. Doja Cat?
Would she be in the big three in terms of, are we talking in terms of hip hop or are we talking in terms of what are we talking?
Yeah, I need you to
I think with her, she's a genre bending person, but I think she's rapping better than the guys and a lot of them. Y'all gotta listen to Doja.
I gotta.
No, she's dope. She's dope. Okay. I just need to know which guys.
Which guys? Because she's not rapping.
Okay, well, maybe we should talk about like, who are we outside of like the Drakes and Kendricks and stuff? Who is the future of music right now? I don't really know. I haven't been keeping like up with
in,
all the
in
guys.
In the
it's too many. It's too many little.
I guess that is a good point in, as far as like the mainstream.
It's kind of hard to tell like right it now who the future is. And the only reason why I say I fall on the side of I don't think there's going to be another big three to the same level is because of everything that goes on with the business. Like I just don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know too much about Doja Cat. You sent me the Scarlet album, right?
Yeah.
And I loved it. I think she was rapping her ass off on that whole entire album. But when we had the conversation, it started from the Nicki Minaj. So I would have to, if we're going to say she's one of the best rappers right now, I would have to put her next to who I would think would be her peers, which would be
that's like who would be Doja Cat's peers?
Doja Cat's peers, because I can't put her next to like right, like I couldn't put her next to like a Lotto, Megan Thee Stallion. It's not the same in my opinion.
She raps better than them to me.
Okay, she's. I mean, hey, I just said she would be in my top three in the future, so is automatic. Yes,
I just never thought Doja Cat.
Her peers, I can't say Nicki because Nicki is who she's influenced by. Mm-hmm. Just like Jay-Z is who Drake was influenced by. Mm-hmm. Eminem is who Kendrick is influenced by. Mm-hmm. So they are their own top three over there. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't say Nicki's her peer, even though Nicki's still dropping music right now. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to try to make that correlate, but I feel like when you are still making music alongside the people that are influencing you, are we really peers? I don't know. Maybe maybe they can't feed off each other energy or whatever. But like, I do think that's why I wouldn't say that Nicki would be her peer. Her peer would probably be those like Tierra Whack.
Who I think
Chica,
is dope.
Yeah,
she's dope.
No Name. Those, because when Doja actually raps and she's not doing the pop shit, she is a lyricist. Mm-hmm. So that's a fact.
I gotta listen to more Doja Cat because I don't.
I mean, you're probably listening to trolling Doja Cat, right? You're listening to the troll Doja Cat, right? She's in this transition. I can tell that. Like,
I gotta listen to more.
The music you can. I don't want to go on this tangent about Doja. But I was gonna say that you could tell that she's kind of. She having almost an Amanda Bynes moment is how I would describe it. Like you're starting to see how the industry is affecting her and it's projecting in her music. It's projecting in her style. You know, she doesn't even look the same. You know, her whole body's almost at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
the Scarlet was more because I took it as more of like a response. Like I still do this kind of. And I think it's interesting because you were really the first person that made me think about that because I'm not big on Doja Cat. That was the first album that I listened to all the way through, and I was impressed. I was super impressed. But I think it's interesting because who would be Doja Cat's peers?
That's what I'm trying to figure. I'm over here like my mind is over here like thinking hard.
I think
like,
she almost might be in a lane of her own because she's doing the pop alongside being a rapper.
Yeah. I agree with that. But anyway, Kendrick. Did you guys like the diss? Was the diss? Do you think it was effective? Do you think it was an effective way to? Because this is the official start of whatever is about to come next, and some shit is coming. Mm-hmm. So was it effective to y'all? Was it dope? Was there any lines that you liked?
Oh, it was some lines. The Prince. Michael Jackson, that was crazy.
Prince Albert, Mike Jackson. So do y'all really believe that was like they had like super super deep theses on it? Like Kendrick was embraced by Prince, and Drake was never really embraced by anybody, and Drake doesn't have any like. I know we consider Take Care to be a classic, but Drake doesn't have a To Pimp a Butterfly caliber album or
Good Kid, Man City,
whatever the case may be.
I wouldn't say it's, I would say that it's not deep, it's just literally because Drake's been saying he's MJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Starting from Toosie Slide, doing the smooth criminal underlying tones of the song. And then obviously in the video for First Person Shooter at the very end where he's mimicking Michael Jackson. Not just the dance, but even down to the statue. Michael Jackson has an album cover with that same, you know, stone-like statue of himself. The glove, he's been rocking the glove. We saw the picture of him with the glove on his story and stuff like that. So he's literally referencing Drake, comparing himself to Mike Jackson, because also
the number of billboards
they both have tied.
Yeah, and he added that verse on First Person Shooter at the end.
Yeah,
because he got
one away from Michael.
Body. See, but yeah, see, okay, I know he says he's like one away from Michael, but like I don't feel like. I love Drake, but he's not even in that same. Michael Jackson is a whole nother. And I even feel like even with the Billboard thing, I feel like even if Drake makes something bad, it's going to
of course.
Chart.
Of course.
So it's like that comparison thing with Michael, it's like, I understand it.
I don't think we should move the goalposts. Let's not move the goalposts.
I'm just saying.
No, like, I hear you.
I love Drake.
But listen, I'm Team Drake, Team Kendrick. And that in itself is contradicting because they make you feel like you have to choose.
No, I mean, you don't have to choose. But let me say this. That's the thing.
Let's stop moving the goalposts for Drake. That's what he's been struggling with his entire career people moving the goalposts for him. Okay. Michael Jackson has these number ones. Drake's saying, I got them too. And let's count it for what it is. Yes, streaming is different. It didn't exist back then when Michael had, you know, his run, you know, back when he did the Super Bowl, stood there for like minutes and just screams. Like, sure, there's some differences, but let's try not to move the goalposts too much on Drake. You know? Drake's put in work.
Like,
he has.
Whether we like his business style or not.
That's true. I can't deny that. I definitely can't deny that. Like, you know, but
this is definitely business. Let me say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because hopping on the next hot artist every time is business.
No, that's actually wild how he does that.
Was that a shot at Four Bets? I'm just kidding.
Could have been a shot at Bryson Tiller,
Whoa. No, there's a list.
There's a list. Summer Walker.
There's a long list. So you mentioned a good point, too, that they're all three in different lanes. Do you think that's going to play a role here? Because with the Michael, how I interpreted the Michael and Prince thing, I do think it was a little bit like, you know, I'm better than you when we're talking about bodies of work. Mm-hmm. That's why he said your last one was
a light pack.
Whatever he said about being having a light pack. So I think for Kendrick, it's more of I'm going to out-rap you and I'm going to show you that my work, I outwork you just as far as
quality
over quantity. Impact. I can rap better than you. And all of that. Do you think at the end of all of this, whenever it's done, are we going to be looking at them being in different lanes? Or is it just going to be Kendrick rap better than Drake, or Drake rap better than Kendrick, or J. Cole rap better than blah, 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 blah? Because I think when Pusha T and Drake did it, Pusha T took the angle that he took because me personally, I believe that if you just rap at Drake, it's not going to be very effective. I truly believe that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I truly believe that. I just think that Drake's core fans, the people that love him the most, I don't know if they're really into the type of rap that Kendrick makes.
They're not.
No, we're talking about two different audiences.
That's a whole different type of audience. Like Kendrick is on more some like revolutionary, changing, like talking about suicide.
I don't even think
like Drake's type stuff. Drake ain't even on that to me. Like he's just making music because he's tapped into like seven other genres. Like, and he raps when he feels like rapping.
Because Drake fans really like his Middle of the Ocean projects. Because I think, for example, being a fan of both, I appreciate Middle of the Ocean.
That song? But,
you know that's
but, I love that Drake. That Drake to me is like
8 a.m. in Charlotte, you know, them type of
any cut. Type of Timestamp. He's snapping.
I like all of Drake's music, no matter what spectrum I'm on. But I feel like the Drake fans may not really resonate with those more than maybe the other.
I ain't either one. I'm
not going to downplay it that bad.
I like it, though. I'm saying they
one,
like
One
that.
Dance went super platinum.
I love that song. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, I'm saying that's more, I feel like, what they connect with more than a rapping Drake. To me,
I don't know. I got some Aubrey Angel friends that actually, I feel like I might eat my words about this later because they'd be like, I love middle of those. All right, my bad.
I mean, that's a good point though, because I don't, we talk about the way Drake raps, but a lot of people don't. Yeah. So I feel like we appreciate that a lot.
But we big hip hop heads. So it's like, when he rapping, I'd be like middle of the ocean Drake is.
Different.
I'd be like, yeah, this the Drake I want to hear on the whole album.
Yeah, if he come in middle of the ocean, Kendrick about to have a long.
That's what I'm saying. Like when Drake raps like that, I'd be like,
wait a minute now.
No, that's
Kendrick can rap. Kendrick can rap. I went and listened to the Black Friday freestyle.
Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Let's not act like when Drake decides he wants to finally get in his lyricist bag, that Kendrick's supposed to run and hide, because that's not
happening. Oh, Kendrick's not running.
If anything,
but
at that point, Kendrick.
It's going to be a long day.
Sure, but at that point, I feel like Kendrick is like, finally, you're ready. I can finally try to compete on the same level, because when he does that other shit, Kendrick's just like, whatever.
I think when he,
in 2020, what year was that? 2021, where he put the message up before Mr. Morale came out, he was like, so I've been staring at the trees for 5 days and I've been driving in my Subaru down the street. Like,
beach cruises.
Yes. I think he was somewhere mad that Drake is just. Because I think that's when Tootsie Slide came out, right? Mm-hmm. That was when, right around the time Tootsie Slide came out. So I think Kendrick was just in there mad. Like, I cannot believe this. And I think Kendrick is the final boss for Drake. Like, this is the final test.
I never thought about it that way.
Because Drake, his whole career has wanted recognition from hip hop.
Yeah, on his rap side. Yeah.
The taint of the ghostwriting thing that's followed him for however long. And, you know, I never really cared about that because I know the difference between ghostwriting and a reference track. So I never held that against Drake.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
Wait. We got to touch on that just a little bit, right? Because I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of ghostwriter because, you know, that's a whole hot mess.
Yeah.
But
facts.
I want to understand. Okay. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm trying to make sure that I don't lose my point in laughing.
No, I got you.
Okay. If I think I just lost.
No, we gotta make it come back. No,
it'll come back. We were talking about the Ghost Rider situation with him, and I'm just like, maybe because Kendrick knew first, or because remember it was Meek Mill tweeting it. And then people looking into it, reference tracks drop. And then, but prior to any of that happening, To Pimp a Butterfly had already dropped, where Kendrick has King Kunta.
King Kunta, yeah.
King Kunta says, I swore I wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, you know, confirmed. But there was something else I was going to add to that. I don't know why that thought process left, but it'll come back.
I know, right?
It'll probably come back. I don't know.
It'll come back.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Nah, it's all good. Dang, that's. Man, okay, so we've been talking about Drake and Kendrick. Where does J. Cole come in? Like, does J.
I mean,
is this him being number three? Or like, will he forever be number three?
In this? Yeah,
because if I'm being honest right now,
well,
J. Cole is rapping the best. Like, to like,
oh,
you got it.
Let's get back.
I love that. I know what's coming.
So the thought process is if. Drake keeps saying he's the greatest rapper.
Which he has.
Are you allowed to have reference tracks? That's something pop artists do.
Yes.
It's okay to be a pop artist if you're a pop artist, but you can't say you're the greatest rapper alive if you're going to be using.
I don't agree with that at all.
Reference tracks, at least the way that he's using them.
I don't agree with that. I think you can still be the greatest rapper because...
Greatest artist or rapper, because there's a difference.
I think you could be the greatest rapper. I think you could be the greatest rapper with a reference track. Because
I'm glad we talking about this.
We're talking about bar for bar off them reference tracks.
No, that's actually interesting because I've never heard you say that before. That's interesting.
No, I think the only reason why I think that is the reference track that Drake used, it wasn't a rappity rap backpack, I'm about to bar your ass up type of record. It was Know Yourself.
Mm-hmm. It was a pop, almost pop. Pop rap.
Yeah. So I never had a problem with that because if Drake is going to do that, if there's a reference track or someone is riding his Middle of the Ocean, 9 a.m. in Dallas.
We won't know now.
That's true.
Listen, if it comes to like, if it's ghostwriting, you can't be a top anything in hip hop. To me, if somebody's writing wise, to me, in hip hop, if you have somebody writing a whole song, if you can perform it great, that's cool. But writing, to me, in hip hop, you can't be a top to me.
I agree with that.
I think the only thing that's going to change Kendrick's mind about, or just in general, let's talk about the big three. Mm-hmm. What would change people's mind about Drake is if he got the Eminem treatment where he was in a room, mm-hmm. you know, or what Eminem did to Kendrick, right? He had him in a room, booth, and it was like, all right, now write. And if it actually come up with something, mm-hmm. and, you know, then it's like, cool. Mm-hmm. But I personally, I must just say this for the one time. I do not think Drake is not writing his own stuff. I do think that he's just such a pop artist mm-hmm. that he doesn't have to if he didn't want to.
But I
do know he knows how to rap. I know he knows how to write. I think that he got lazy. Maybe this was along the journey when he met Kanye and he realized this is how Kanye works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And he thought he could do it too. Yeah. And there were no real rules to it until Drake was made an example out of.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do think, again, if you're going to be the greatest rapper.
Yeah. To me, you gotta write. Because that's why I don't call Kanye a top rapper. I say a top artist.
He's an artist.
Yeah. I say he's a better artist than everybody.
He also says he doesn't write his stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So like with Kanye, I don't never say Kanye's a top rapper. I always say he's a top artist. Like I was like, if it's artistry, probably nobody's hardly better than Kanye. If it's just straight rapping, Kanye not rapping against.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't rapping against a Mos Def, a Nas, a Kendrick, a Cole, like just bar for bar. He losing.
Yeah, I still disagree. I still disagree. I still disagree.
I'm patiently waiting.
I love that.
I still disagree.
I love that though. That's what makes this great. Because
when she said with Drake, we don't know. I don't believe that anyone is writing his rappity rap records. But the reason why I don't agree is because I have to believe that if Drake, as big as an artist as he is receiving reference tracks, then all of our great rappers are receiving. I'm pretty sure Jay-Z has received a reference track.
But what if he hasn't? I mean, you don't. Well, that is.
It's to her point. Yeah, her point. We don't know if Drake.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
That's true.
We'll never
know. Where is Quentin Miller?
Yes. We will never know.
That's true.
I think the
boy's been silent.
Yes. Very silent. Very. And you know, man, I feel so bad for Quentin Miller, man, because he was just trying to make it.
And then it was just like a rabbit hole. Like, then he lost his leg. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. That was beat up by Meek and his people. Like, that was harsh.
Yeah, you got to gotta pray for him.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, the only reason I say J. Cole is rapping the best is because I guess the way he's been snapping on these features, and you know, the stuff that he's been coming out with like before this album drop. But the whole thing is he has to deliver with this album, and if he don't, it's gonna look kinda. Cause what he said on the one song, he was like,
"I don't want to hear it. Don't even repeat it. I don't want to hear it.
I'm just saying, like, if he don't deliver, is that going to be tampering with that? That's a question I have. If J. Cole don't deliver with this album, is that going to be kind of tampering with his?
That bar was not effective.
It wasn't.
The reasonable doubt. Wait. Can we talk? What bar are we referring to?
The reasonable doubt. It was, what did he say? He said,
the fall off is like me dropping reasonable doubt dropped reasonable doubt last, which is one of Jay-Z's classic albums.
That is the Jay-Z classic album.
Before we get to like Blueprint and the Black Album. Yeah. And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That is the. I'm a Blueprint person, yeah, but Reasonable Doubt is the one the that album. People are like, okay, like this is Jay's
That's
greatest.
His first album. That's
He was the in top album. Form with rapping, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. I don't think that it was effective because J. Cole's fans don't, they don't resonate with that. Like they don't know. they don't know that. So
yeah,
for me, I think that it sets the bar really, really high, and I haven't felt any of J. Cole's, and I don't want to make it seem like I hate J. Cole.
We don't.
We love J. Cole.
We love J. Cole.
I'll spend the money. I've seen him in concert.
Three times I have.
I've dropped the money on J. Cole.
Same.
Okay, so.
Mm-hmm. We don't hate J. Cole. We don't. We don't hate J. Cole.
That look.
I think it's just because he's so neutral.
Yeah. Can he be neutral in this?
No, you can't be the greatest to be neutral.
I asked that question yesterday. I was like, because he's super neutral in this situation because it's like, okay, Kendrick is going at Drake. Cole is standing next to Drake. And it's like, there was supposed to, quote unquote, be an album with Kendrick and Cole.
Kendrick been staying on business this whole time. That's what I'm
saying.
Care.
So like, can care. You, so that's care. What I'm saying. You can't, he's way too neutral. Like, it's like you in the middle. And you rapping good, but it's like you ain't really claiming you the best. You're not putting on the whole aura of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think J. Cole is like, these are my friends, guys. We're good.
Yeah,
I think he makes sure the people that came after him knows he's the greatest. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's very clear. You know, the Lil Pump thing recently with was a Young Boy.
Mm-hmm. NBA Young Boy.
Right, yeah. So like he makes it very clear for the people that come after him. But as far as like his peers go, I don't think he trying to, you know, but.
Because this made me think a little deeper because it's like, okay, if I'm Kendrick and there's somebody that's friends with an enemy of mine, how does that. Are we friends? Like,
I mean, like, you might gotta be friends only because J. Cole is in top form right now, and I'm scared for Kendrick. Okay, I'm not scared. I'm not scared for him when it comes to Drake because I think he could probably handle Drake. But Cole been kind of.
That's what I'm saying.
You like, walking on thin ice with me right now. But you can. We are talking about the Candyman.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is my thought process about, you know, just J. Cole. When Jay-Z and Nas had their thing, nobody, he didn't back out. Jay-Z came out of retirement for Wayne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Cole, he has to at this point.
Yeah.
Kendrick made sure that J. Cole has to say something.
So are they friends?
That's why Kendrick is so great.
Are they friends? Like,
I mean, it's up to them if they want to be mature about it, you know, after the fact. But I don't think we care about friendship right now. The title matters.
I don't.
Kendrick already said respect is the most important. And he don't respect none of their decisions right now. Because y'all done linked up. Yeah, y'all done clicked up on me.
That's crazy.
That's how Kendrick feel.
That's what y'all got to do.
Yeah.
That's what y'all got to do.
I mean, I get y'all did In the Morning together way back when, but y'all clicking up on me now.
That's how I interpret it.
After the pandemic, we all been in our thoughts going, you know, having a lot of perspective with ourselves and, you know.
Yeah, that looks like y'all had a conversation about me.
Look,
y'all had time. I've been asking you to do an album with me.
Ooh.
And you, how many songs have you given this guy?
That's a fact. I never looked at it like that.
At this point, we'll get a Drake and J. Cole album before we ever
get a Kendrick
Cole album. That ain't gonna happen.
It's never happening because
I said that yesterday too. I was like,
been drawn in the sand.
I was like, if it was gonna happen, it's never happening now. Like ever. Like it's dead forever. Like fans need to throw that thought away. It needs to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If it was a little bit of hope, it's dead now. It's definitely dead. So
I agree with that.
I just feel like J. Cole, he has to deliver with this album because if he's rapping and acting like the fall off is going to be what he's saying it is, because we've seen this. He's, you know, his dropping previews up to the album. Then we get the album and it ain't.
J. Cole is a great marketer.
Oh, yeah.
He's a great marketer. He's going to freestyle. Absolutely. He's going to go join a basketball team. He's going to he's gonna do a lot of. You know what? I really like that one year when they did the. Which Dreamville album was that? Whenever they had that long list of people come to the studio.
The Revenge of the Dreamers.
Yeah.
Three.
Revenge of the Dreamers.
That's a great project.
I think
that's a great project.
Guap Dad.
Yeah, that's
shout out
a
to
great
Guap Dad.
Shout out to Guap Dad. Yeah,
I love what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know if y'all been catching them freestyles.
Nah. I need to get on it.
I think I have.
Yeah. I need to get on it.
You got to look at
I'm
it.
I'm on it now.
Yeah.
I'm about to get on it now. But nah. Revenge of the Dreamers 3, that was actually a great project. And so, like I've been saying, my issue with J. Cole features. Compilation album, not like where he kills it. Features, mixtapes, compilation albums. I hear the album. I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? Like I ain't feeling the albums. So the fall off. So does this album to y'all, like when it comes out, do y'all feel like his legacy kind of riding on this, or do you just feel like if he's claiming what it's going to be?
I'm not going to say that I feel like his legacy is riding on it, because I think he's already made his impact. Yeah, he's done what he's needed to do. I just think for us,
yeah, yeah.
For what we're looking for.
Yeah.
I think for us, yeah, we're going to look back on it and just be like, man, that guy, J. Cole, he was great, but.
Because when I'm thinking about the discography, I'm like, and I'm looking at the catalog, I'm just going to be like. It ain't hitting. The catalog ain't, you know what I'm saying?
So I think the project for me is gonna decide whether he stays at three for me.
I think that's the one.
Cause you could slide out of three.
You could go from 3 to 10.
Cause
damn.
He's not gonna be that.
As far as,
so he's just gonna go behind Deshaun.
No. Let's be clear. As far as rapping, as far as like only judging on rapping, J. Cole will stay in my top three.
Mm-hmm. He will.
But if we were looking at like
Deshaun
art on like the artist, like artist level, exactly, he's not in my top three. Like I would actually probably put like Tyler the Creator because of how genius his thought process has been lately. But yeah.
I gotta go back to what you just said. He will never be behind Big Sean, ever.
Well, I only said that because you said he's gonna go from 3 to 10.
That was a joke.
Because we have Big Sean at
he
like
will
number
never
4 or 5.
Big Sean, I love you, but he will never.
Shout out to Big Sean though, because he got completely overshadowed. But that freestyle that he dropped,
it was cold.
Fire.
I love it. I shared it on my Instagram, and then I was like. Then the diss drop, I was like, dang, they about to forget about Big Sean.
He kind of dissed him too a little bit, though, because he said, I forget about the top three from the people that y'all like or so-called fake, whatever the hell he said.
So it was great, but it didn't move nothing.
Not with Kendrick dropping.
Exactly. So I love Big Sean, but yeah, no.
I think Big Sean has a lot to say because when we talk about peers, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Big Sean was one of their peers. Mm-hmm. Wale was one of their peers.
Yes.
Their peer. I shouldn't make it seem like these people don't still. These people, especially Wale. I love Wale.
Wale's
so
up there for
I
me.
Think, you know.
Poor Big Sean.
That's what I thought. When I thought about the whole thing, I'm like, Big Sean tried to come through, and then it was just like Kendrick. Then he just like booted out again. You know what I'm saying? So it's.
I get it. I
he don't deserve it because, honestly, Big Sean's a great person. And. Especially after the whole, what Kanye had to say on Drink Champs about him.
Oh, that hurt my soul.
Yeah, I didn't feel like, I feel like people are too mean to Big Sean.
I agree.
And it's not okay.
I agree. And I was like, oh, you didn't have
you
to.
You know, but he got a lot of confidence.
So. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's, right now, I've been liking the past few years of Big Sean. Like, what was the last album that he dropped? The one with the Nipsey joint?
Detroit. Two?
Detroit 2.
Yeah. That, ever since that.
When project. He talked about the baby.
Yeah. This is a different type of Big Sean. So I think he just wants to be in, you know, I can rap. I want to be in the conversation too. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's just hard. It's hard being in that conversation when it's the other three.
I think everybody's taking it too personal. Just mm-hmm. let Drake and Kendrick duke it out. That's really all yes. this is right mm-hmm. now. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Yeah, this is those it. Two having a bone to pick from way back when.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Because more of the shots on the song were for Drake. I feel like the Cole shots on there were kind of general.
The but Andre about the AK. That was
crazy.
That was definitely for J. Cole.
Yeah.
Because the walking around with a stick.
Yeah.
And then the song stick off that project for Jacob. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was, I caught that.
But yeah, you're right. Most of that is Drake, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's trying to kill Drake.
Yeah, so.
Well, Candyman.
Candyman coming.
Yeah.
I mean, what did we think was going to happen? We thought that, maybe this is where I might be a little confused. Maybe people thought that Kendrick was going to disappear for another 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that wasn't happening this go around. Mm-hmm. One, he let us know that album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, was supposed to come out in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, pandemic, Kobe's mm-hmm. passing, Nipsey, you know, all these mm-hmm. people that kind of, it delayed that project for him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now he's off of TDE.
Mm-hmm.
He's got PG Lang.
I need to get some PG Lang stuff.
They taking all my money. I got two pairs of shoes and it's merch. Okay, I love Kendrick. I love Kendrick. I love him. Favorite Gemini outside of my brother and Kanye. But
and Lauren and Andre for me.
And Andre, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just feel like in general they need to, you know, let these guys duke it out. You know, Kendrick, he wasn't going to disappear. He back. He's got more music to share. He's got, you know, we know, like I said, Baby Keem's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I think Baby Keem plays a role in all this, too.
I think Kendrick's also trying to get some of this out so it doesn't have to go on an album.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I do think his next project is not going to be so hip-hop. It's going to be hip-hop because he's going to rap, but it's gonna have. I think it's gonna have some rock elements, man. Not like a rock, but I don't know if you've been seeing like how he's been engulfed in fashion lately. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And so I think we're gonna hear a lot of that type of
music. I can't wait. Like I feel like he's going. I feel like if it's some rock elements, I feel like it's gonna be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick is Kendrick.
I love every era. He different. I love every era album. Of Kendrick. Yeah. Every album, every era.
Because they're like different mediums.
Yeah.
One was like a mixtape. One was a short film. One was, you know.
Yeah.
He tapping the rock. I can't wait for that if he's doing that. But yeah, like with our generation, I feel like our generation got great MCs. I don't know. A lot of people don't talk about ASAP, but I think ASAP is great. I think Schoolboy. Throw Big Sean in there. Of course, you know, Crit for me.
These are all their peers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, we got people. You know, it's just them three, the big three.
So you think back to the the next big three, do you think it's going to be their peers or do you think it's going to be new? It's going to be like new guys.
It's going to be new.
Guys.
Y'all miss y'all more.
At this
point, y'all have created your niche of people,
mm-hmm.
and that's all. You're a cult of people, your fan base cult,
mm-hmm.
and that's all they need for the rest of their life, and they done.
Yeah,
yeah.
The industry itself's not gonna let them be the next big three.
Nah, it's got. I agree.
It's got to be a new wave of a.
Yeah, because
the sound has changed.
Because they've been in it so long that they're the peers. It's almost like a. I think we've talked about that before. It's like a tier of rap. It's like Cole, Kendrick, Drake. And then it's like a tier where it's like Big Sean, Wale, ASAP, like all of them, Crit. It's like as far as just like the tier level of, I mean, people probably like some of them more than the big three, whatever. You can like what you like. But I think as far as what they've done, there's definitely tiers of it. But our generation got incredible MCs and artists.
What if it's not MCs though? Like, what if the next big three
It might not be
Doja Cat.
That makes sense why you say Doja Cat. I just feel like I don't listen to enough Doja Cat, and I just haven't sat down and listened to enough. But she might be. Who knows? Like,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. When did Doja Cat start rapping?
When did she start rapping?
Yeah, like when did she?
Or I know the answer to that.
I know the first thing I heard about when Tosh Cat
was Moon. Yeah. That was most people's introduction. That was her viral moment, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
So that project, yeah, I would say that's where.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the first thing I heard from her.
That's the album with the song Tia Tamara. I had saw her in Day in Vegas. I've seen her there twice now, but that year she was not necessarily like a headliner. And Doja is a performer. That was back in 2019. That first time. I didn't hear Doja Cat till maybe 2018. Okay. So if she was rapping before then, I didn't know. But by that time, you know, I just started listening to everything she got, and I've been a fan since.
You made me think about something now. Like maybe that's a good question. It's like maybe it won't just be a pure just rapper. It might just be.
It's gonna be Playboi Carti.
Something like that type stuff.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Not him in particular, probably, but it'd probably be that.
No offense. Fiend, this man wears the
Fiend. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yeah, he do be kind of out there.
Even this, his verse on, what is it, Like That? No, not Like That. It was Type Shit.
Was that him?
It's kind of sassy. Yeah, Playboi Carti is on Type Shit, and it's sassy.
I ain't gonna lie.
I remember Playboi Carti being like the baby voice that was what you associated with him. It was supposed to kind of sound like gibberish, but you could sort of make out what he was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
We are not seeing the same guy. No. But I mean, shout out to Carnival, number one.
That's a dope. Independent.
Go.
Independent. Number one record, independent.
I love that song. For me, I'm really thinking, like, who would be, I mean, maybe it won't be a next big thing. She's saying Doja Cat. I haven't listened to the Doja Cat music, but I'm
just a fan, y'all. All right, let it go. This is because of who she actually likes. Whether they like each other in real life is whatever. Mm-hmm. But when Nicki Minaj is the person that influenced your music flow and how you feel about hip hop, you are destined to be great. It's the same people that are influenced by Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're destined to be great. Kendrick is Kendrick because his influence of Eminem. We know Eminem is a great rapper. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get back to the song.
Yeah.
That Melly Mel line.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Right? Melly Mel, let's talk about it. Melly Mel.
That was a big one.
Was saying Eminem wouldn't be as big.
He said a bunch
had he
of
not
speech.
Been white. And Eminem dissed him. And Melly Mel tried to come back and diss him. It failed epically to the point where Melly Mel had to retract the diss and apologize.
It's crazy.
So when Kendrick say that, you know, he pretty much saying, I disrespect the starters of hip hop.
Yeah.
Yep. If Kendrick I have
don't
to.
Care. Yeah. He don't care.
Yep. That's exactly how I took
He's
that.
He's saying, I will be an Eminem if I have to to you guys. So
Eminem diss people that ain't even messing with him. So of course Kendrick will definitely go at somebody that's messing with him.
That's a fact.
Eminem messes with people that don't even bother him just because it rhymes with something. He literally said that. Like he said, like your name might just come out of a bag just because of the rhyme. And I'm like, oh, that's scary. Like,
yeah,
that's really scary when you think about it. You being dissed and you ain't bother nobody. That's another level.
No, but I like that though. I like the Doja Cat. I like your point on Doja Cat because I know that's something that I never really thought about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's gonna really make me because I don't know. Like I don't know who
that's what I'm
the
wondering.
Next like big three is gonna be because I get stumped.
I get stumped too.
I'm just saying when we start talking about the big three in the future, just society wise, we're not gonna be able to leave out women.
Oh no, facts. Of course not.
And that's why I'm gonna at least say Doja Cat as long as she don't self destruct. Mm. But you know we got SZA, who I think is genre bending. She's a rapper to me.
SZA?
She is singing to y'all. She rapping to me.
I mean,
she's a singer that's a lyricist. Like,
She.
I don't know. There's ain't definitely that a
she's doing some type that's of fusion.
There's definitely a difference.
She's doing a fusion.
I think.
It's genre bending, in my opinion.
Frank is a lyricist. Because
you got to think about like the melodic rap people. Like, you're Don Toliver. She rapping like him.
Man,
so.
I love Don Toliver.
Yeah. Who's Don Toliver? He's dope. Yeah. Super dope.
Great rollout.
Yeah. All the time. Like, I love Don Toliver.
Love Sick was amazing.
Yes. I love, like, he had, I can play his project all the way through. Like, when I listen to Don Toliver.
Yeah.
He's great.
But
yeah.
And then you got like Bryson Tiller, who's trying to he's trying to jump out of the singing category. He wants to be called a rapper.
I don't know.
I haven't followed Bryson Tiller since the second album because I didn't like that second album. I fell off.
I stopped listening to
that Bryson was the Tiller. Sophomore album. So that you gotta give him grace. You know about the sophomore slump.
Yeah. The one that came after that. What was it? It was the anniversary. I didn't like that shit either.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was the one right after. But yes, I hear you.
I haven't listened to Bryson Tiller in years. I don't even know what he has out.
Maybe I'm just a fan because he dropped whatever she wants.
Maybe I gotta go back.
It's tricking. He tricking.
I haven't pressed play on a Bryson Tiller song, and that's what I say. I gotta.
Yeah, I'll go back. I'll go. I just remember not liking a lot of his stuff.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But it might be going into the era of. It ain't just pure rap. It's probably just about to be, because when you say Doja Cat, it's probably going to be that in the big three. It's probably going to be where it's super melodic, and that's going to probably be the big three. Like, it's going to be something that's not just straight rapping.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a whole nother, like you just said, genre bending.
The sound is changing.
Yeah, it's changing. It is changing, because we're in a new, you know, era of hip hop. Like, it's not sounding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye's just hardcore. Absolutely.
Kanye's project.
Yeah. I love that project too. And I wasn't surprised when the second one didn't drop on the time that they said it was, because he never makes his release date.
That's normal.
That's a Kanye thing.
That's Kanye. Kanye's gonna do that to you.
Yeah, man. So,
but yeah, man. What else? What do we need to cover? Anything? Is there anything we missed?
I feel like we talk about women.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all feel about, like, women in hip-hop?
Rhapsody is my favorite right now.
Yeah.
Her album's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the whole woman scene. Like, I don't care about the manufacturer conversation. I don't care about none of that. I've been saying that we need more women in hip-hop because we need the women perspective. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at their subject matter either. Like,
same.
Sugar daddies and like all the stuff that they be talking about. I'm not mad at it because we've been hearing the same thing from men for all these years, streets and killing people and all that kind of shit. So I like it. Rhapsody is super dope. Someone that I've been paying attention to a lot is Love the Genius. She does a lot of stuff with Griselda. So she's killing it. Super killing it.
I haven't been listening to her.
Like, you know, we mess with Shay Noor.
I love Shay Noor heavy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not familiar with these.
Yeah.
We're on Shay Noor heavy.
Ciroc.
So,
I love her.
Salute,
she's amazing.
They're more underground.
But they're more, they Shay Noor, her stuff is like, she can rap with, like, she's her stuff sound like grindy. I'm thinking grimy.
About, like, the Flo Millies.
Yeah, Flo Millies, yeah. Yeah, Flo Millies dope. Her album that she just dropped is pretty good.
I need to listen to that.
It's her dropping Never Lose Me, and it giving me nostalgic because of how people want to do remixes for it. It reminded me of back in the day where it was like, you know, somebody drop a song and it's like, oh, I'm going to make my remix.
Yeah.
So like with that kind of happening with that song, you know, she had Yachty and she got SZA and Cardi B. Like, yeah. I thought that was really dope.
That's a dope record. Oh, and that joint that Cardi B just dropped too.
Yeah.
I fuck with Cardi. I love Cardi.
I still don't really know what that means. Polar bear. Whatever.
I don't know what it means either, but I'm fucking with you, Cardi. I like it.
She was coming though.
Yeah.
You can't let Nicki Minaj drop Pink Friday too, and I think Cardi B's coming.
So Nicki, she was waiting on Cardi to drop her album, and then it never happened. So Nicki was just like, all right, fuck it, I'm gonna just drop my shit. But Nicki was trying to go to Cardi B's release date, and it just didn't happen. But she is long overdue for an album. It's been 5 years.
2015. Yeah. No, sorry. 2018.
2018.
And
it's been a while.
Like when I moved to Houston.
It's been a while.
So she has. She got
it's
a lot
time to drop an album.
She has a lot to live up to too, because that first album is amazing.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
I love Cardi's first album.
So
it's really, really good.
I can't wait on that.
I mean, yeah, I like Cardi B, but that album was very commercial. Very. What was Drake's first project called?
Thank Me Later.
It was very Thank Me Later.
Yeah. She did have a lot of big features on there. Mm-hmm. She did. But
it was industry-like.
Yeah.
But I would never call her an industry player. I would never.
Cardi. What was that look?
No, I'm not saying anything.
I would not. Okay, wait.
I'm not saying anything. I don't know. I don't know anything.
I would not call. Okay, it could be one of those situations where maybe she's more favorite than somebody else, mm-hmm. so she gets a push. Like mm-hmm. when you get the machine behind you, sure.
Yeah.
I don't consider that an industry plant. Like,
what is really an industry
plant? I don't think there's one definition.
To me, industry plant, I think it's almost along the lines of nepotism, a little bit.
Mm.
But no, I'm saying what I'm saying. I don't know. Let me not even go down that rabbit hole.
What is really?
I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Like I was like, what's really? Like, I've been hearing that and, you know, seeing that a lot, but I'm like, what's really an industry plant? Like,
well, no, I'm not going down that rabbit hole. Not
yeah, today, I don't. You know what I'm saying? That's for another episode.
I went on a deep dive on TikTok. Somebody was saying Taylor Swift was one.
I don't know about that.
Nah.
I went on the deep dive. They were like, how was her first sold out tour in Texas if she's not from Texas? And it was crazy. So anyway, that was TikTok. I don't know. We're not even going to entertain that because obviously she is who she is now. Who cares?
Yeah, I've heard that Eminem is a plant. I've heard so many different things, and I'm just like, man, I don't know. Like,
I don't even think we care at this point.
Yeah,
just make good music.
That's what I'm saying. Whoever exactly. you just put music out, they gonna like it. They gonna like it. They don't.
And then, you know what I mean.
So
I don't think I'm not gonna say that Cardi's a plant. I don't think she's a plant. I just think she gets a lot of flack because she has writers, mm-hmm. and a lot of the ideas don't come from her. They come from her team of people, which I think when you are an artist of her stature or Drake's, which mm-hmm. is why I say I think that you can be the greatest rapper with a reference track, because I don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. like with these big, super, super massive superstar artists. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. So
I could agree with the reference track thing. I just don't think if you have a writer.
No. So let me clarify that.
Yeah,
if you have a writer, no.
I don't think you can. That's what I say. I feel like I agree with the reference track thing. I feel like
I don't think you can be the best rapper.
I feel like if somebody's putting pen to pad for you for rapping,
I don't think that anybody is writing Middle of the Ocean for Drake.
Oh no.
I don't believe that.
I absolutely think that Drake is writing that.
So.
But yeah, I feel like you can't be a top
MC. I don't know.
Some people do. Some people believe you can. I don't think. If you want to be a top MC, I don't think you can be a top MC if somebody's putting pen to pad for you rapping-wise.
Okay. Let's look at it this way. We love Nas.
Mm-hmm.
We love Nas. Mm-hmm. Nas is one of the greatest MCs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
His Untitled album.
Mm-hmm.
The first record.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Electronica wrote it.
I don't care about that.
Listen.
But by that time, Nas had multiple albums out. So I feel like by that time, like this is how.
So are we saying that Drake had references in the beginning? In the beginning of his career?
I don't know. So my whole thing is.
I told y'all, let's not get caught up. I told y'all not get caught up on it. We already know he's
yeah.
writing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It was something that, you know, that got sprinkled in there to deter him from where he was going. He might have been experiencing a little colorism, if you want to be honest, in his career.
I can see that.
And that was just like, you know, more to, you know, take away from what he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just going to leave it. Don't do it. Do not go down the rabbit hole.
Let's not even go.
Of whether or not ghostwriting makes you more or less of a rapper.
Yeah. It's going to be a conversation that we're going to have forever. Yeah. It's never going to end.
What we do know is Meek Mill tried.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He did try. He was revived after dying and then is now dead again. But, you know, shout out to Meek.
Wait a minute.
I like the.
This become a diss.
I like the EP. I like the EP that he dropped. I think the EP that he dropped was really, really good. And I'm a fan of Meek. I'm a fan of Meek. I love Meek. I love Meek. But, yeah.
Oh, man.
As long as he can fight this lawsuit situation, the allegations.
I don't know. It's scary.
That's a
scary out here.
Yes, it's.
We're not gonna go there.
Yes.
But yeah, man.
But
I think we covered everything.
I think so. Verse of the week.
Oh yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about verse of the week. So it's kind of ghetto today. We don't have an aux, so the song that you're playing, you'll just have to put it up on the microphone, and then just go from there.
But so, yeah. what you wanna do your
versatile? Yeah, I'll start off.
Do you know what your versatile?
Yes, I'm going to play. Tierra Whack just dropped her new project, Worldwide Whack. Shout out to Wifey. Wifey has been listening to Tierra Whack for years, and she put me on. Mm-hmm. And this album was supposed to come out like 2 years ago, but didn't. So I'm going to play a joint off of there called Snake Eyes that I really, really like. Let me pull it up real quick. Here we go. Regulate what they told me. Did a devil with a doobie. Gold ring around the rosy. Roll the window down slowly. Let him know that he owe me. They call me the one and only. Hard times just mold me. Come on, they got some cozy. No Philly with a hoagie. Treat the fans like homies. Give a tip to John Mosley. Keep it clean like Sobe. Turtleneck tried to choke me. Too sharp, can't poke me. I was act like Cody. Feet white like Jody. Teeth white like Joey. Ever since we lost Kobe, I've been ballin' on my lonely. Horsepower, that's a pony. Do a big Mick Foley. Phone dead if you phony. Or phone dead, you can't phone. They all upset, cause I'm a threat. You wanna bet, coming up next. I went so hard, that tear is wet. I work so hard, that tear is wet.
Won't even play on the paper. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
it. It was dope. I like the hook. I like the She's real different. Like I've never heard like anyone like rap the way she does over the type of production that she chooses. And she does a lot of stuff with like her voice that I like. So that's all for her album Worldwide Whack. Tierra Whack.
Dang, I'm trying to
shout
see
out
what
to
I
Tierra Whack.
Yeah, shout out to Tierra Whack.
Yeah, she's been very like open, honest, transparent about like the things she's been going through.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that for her, and I just hope she hang in there.
Yeah, same. And she really gets into it on the album too.
So, I'm definitely listen.
Shout out to her.
You got?
I think I'm gonna do Petty Wap by Young M.A. It's been a little minute.
I ain't heard Young M.A. in a long time.
Me too.
I don't know. I just always like Petty Wap though. I always love this song. Textbook to a checkbook. I put food on the table. And I did that without a cookbook. I'm rich and they fucking hate it. And why they looking mad? I'm just looking good. Hey, I feel like flexing. Bitches call my phone, don't feel like texting. My Louis clothes is fresh, that's what I'm dressed in. Dior my cologne, she said my sin is her obsession. I became possessive, soon as the money came in my possession. I'm selfish, no question. My alarm is set to every second, no resting. My haters spend a lot of time with me, I'm their best friend. I'm their best friend, cold 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 best friend. Hey, teacher said you'll never make it, man. Turn my textbook to a checkbook. I put food on the table. And I did that without a cookbook. I'm rich and they fucking hate it. And why they looking mad? I'm just looking good. Hey, and why they looking mad? I'm just looking good. I always play this song when I just be.
I don't know if I ever really like listened to her like mm-hmm. that, to be honest.
It's just some songs here and there. I don't just play her like that, but that was just one of the songs I'm just like, I like it.
I like it.
Well,
what you got for us?
I got Run It Up by Tyler, the Creator, featuring Tizo Touchdown.
Okay.
This was my first introduction to Tizo Touchdown, which is sad to say because obviously we're from Texas.
Yeah.
I should have been known. I should know about our people.
It'd be like that for me too.
Hey, there's so many artists, you know.
It's a lot to keep up with. This song, I really just feel like it's been my song since it came out. It's been like, 2 years now?
Yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah, it's been like a strong 2 years, but it's kind of been like my Like my theme music.
Hey, I like that. I like that. I fuck with it.
It's probably irresponsible. But here we go.
Off the dope, we off it, we off the boat. Cross heads to heat off, we tee off, and off, we see off the scope. So I grin, money hot bins on the end. Ever since I hit 210, other faces with the blue skin, with the green background, don't know how to act now, but I need you not to be on my blue fin. Kings moonwalk when I come, death full speed when I'm here. The dead hit sprints when I hum, why you acting so dumb, but you know I got the stuff. I'm 310, Green Goblin, it been tires. No lots, they send photos, I send wires. Gumballs cool me down, I'm on fire. Can't fuck with them. Right. Help us see clear when the lighting was dim, dim. We ain't nothing to you, but we stubbing the dim, dim. When you're in your room and you're staring at the ceiling, dreaming. I want you to know it's no ceilings. I want you to notice that feeling. I want you to leap and go forward. I want you to reach with no fearing. Throw clearing, scream it. Let them hear it. Run that shit up.
I love this. I love that album.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah. Look, when Tyler wants to get into his I can rap better than all of you bag.
Yeah.
He can get into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Tyler,
I
man.
I think his life changed when Pharrell told him he needed to like reroute what he was doing if he wanted to build something for his future.
Yeah,
it worked. This is what we see.
Yeah. It worked.
We see him building like character personalities, kind of like how Kendrick's been doing.
Yeah.
And he's going to go far with it because he's got a great team.
I think that's my favorite album by Tyler. I don't listen to Tyler, but that album I can go back to multiple times.
Yeah. This and the deluxe of it.
Yeah.
I still listen to that. Still fuck with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. We had a great one today. Let people know where they can find you at. All your socials.
Everything.
Let them know. We're gonna put it down there in the bottom.
For sure. You can follow me on IG at i.janae, and that's my photography page. If you want to get personal with me, you can follow me at yours truly _ Janae, spelled J-A-N-E-E. That's where I post all of my sample Sundays. So if you want to tap into sample Sunday,
fire.
Like I said, just trying to
super fire,
you know, give the artists we grew up with,
mm-hmm.
you know, their acknowledgement and also, you know, showing their impact, their generational reach.
Absolutely.
That's how I know love you're it. A great artist when you got that generational reach.
Absolutely.
Yes,
so,
yes. Absolutely. That's, yeah. Greatly said.
Yes.
Greatly said. Anything you want to share with people before we get out of here?
I think I said everything, bro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't got no more.
No more talking?
Yeah,
no more
talking. Thank you guys for having me on the TIT podcast.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
TIT.
I like
sprinkling that in there. You know,
I like it.
Y'all want to rebrand? What's up?
I like it. We appreciate you for coming through and chilling with us.
This is great, man.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the TNT podcast. You already know we're going to be right back at you with another one.
Absolutely.
We out. Peace, blessings, love, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Deuces.